the motions, don't you, Diane?
I do. Everybody go out and pray for no rain until like 6 o'clock tonight. Then I'm okay with it.
It's just chaos. If it rains, it's chaos, right?
It's kind of chaotic, yeah, over there. So we're hosting the Missouri State High School Activities Association State Track and Field Championships this weekend. It's class 1 and 2. They started yesterday. We'll finish up today. And then next weekend, we have class 3, 4, and 5. So we have a couple busy weekends, and we have a lot of people from Missouri that will be visiting our city, and we're delighted to be able to have the opportunity to host the event.
Now, we've done that for a while, and how many people do we have come in normally?
Yeah, they say between the two events, it's almost 20,000 people that will be in here, and our hotel rooms are full both weekends. We actually have, I think, a few extra rooms this weekend because it's the smaller schools that they're visiting our city, and we actually had some of MU parents staying with us last night for graduation. So, yeah, we had a full house in Jefferson City.
And they bring money.
They go out to the restaurants and they eat, and they go to the shops and they spend money in retail and buy gas, and we love that.
And basically, that's what we do, isn't it?
That is what we do. We are an economic engine for the city.
Absolutely. And, of course, we've got the boss with us today.
We do have the boss lady with us today.
I'll let you introduce her because she's a good friend of yours.
She is. I am very delighted to have as our co-host today, or my guest here with me, Mayor Carrie Turgeon.
It's an honor to be your guest today. And I think Diane and I are at so many events together that we're a great team.
We are.
The city and the CVB. I don't know if people realize quite how much we do here in Jefferson City, quite how much the CVB does in bringing events. And last week, you helped us out get connected with the Corvette Classic. Mm-hmm. Then we had Shelby Fest mm-hmm. the weekend before that. I mean, we have something almost every day, every weekend.
Yes.
It's incredible what goes on here.
May is an incredible month for us. We have so many visitors coming into our city, and they love our community. We're very welcoming and very friendly. And I will also say a shout out for the Jefferson City Police Department. They are very instrumental in making these events happen. Shelby Fest, they help with the downtown area on that Saturday morning, the Corvette Classic, and they're over at State Track yesterday and today. So they are very instrumental in allowing us to bring these events to our community.
And sometimes people don't realize that.
No.
You have a staff. It's a small
yes.
staff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have volunteers that mm-hmm. help support. Because, number one, you got to get the events in here.
Right.
And that's a business side of us.
Right.
But then once you get here, we've got to manage them.
That's right.
And that's where you lose your hair. And
yes. Yeah. We have a lot of partners that work with yes. us and bring these events together. And if they didn't work with us, such as the State Track, it's the Jefferson City Public School System with the use of Atkins Stadium or the Jefferson City High School. If they would say no to this, then we wouldn't be able to bring the event. So it is a lot of partners working together, sitting down at the table and saying, can we make this happen?
And I know one of the important partners we got, of course, the boss is here again, and that's working with the city and the mayor.
Absolutely.
On a lot of collaborations of the prison site and a lot of other things where we mm-hmm. share, some of the projects and stuff.
Right.
They add some of the financial support
yes,
that we
do.
Need and stuff. But it all goes back to what we just talked about. Brings money into the community.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have money coming into the community, our local businesses don't stay open.
Well, we don't really have to invent who we are as a community.
Correct.
Our central location helps because people really do like to have some of these events here in Jefferson City. It makes it easy for some of these statewide, especially some of these sporting events like what we're having today. It really is a convenient location, and we really can shine because of our central location here in the state.
Right. We are the state capital, and there's no better place for the Missouri State High School Activities Association State Track and Field Championships to be held.
And we want to keep
them. Capital, and we do want to keep them. They've been in Jefferson City for over 40-plus years, and so it's a tradition to come to Jefferson City. And, it's gotten to be where we know a lot of the officials, and they are excited to see us and welcoming, and it's a fun event to be involved with.
And it's a 24-hour deal, but we're
yes.
talking, you need more hotel rooms. I think the
mm-hmm.
farmers are, and I don't know what necessarily going on with St. Mary's. You may know, Mayor, I don't know, but I think there's a hotel part of that project.
Yes, there is.
And that'll add our
yes.
toolbox to be able to sell things.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's important too.
It is.
But, you can't just be static, and talking to both of you and the other community leaders that we've got to continually compete and probe and talk to people about getting things in. I know, Diane, you do that every day. Mm-hmm. And I know our real estate community, when I have Daryl Gordon in, he's doing the same. He said, I'm on the phone every day trying to get people to come in on a business side. Mm-hmm. And so we just can't do nothing. But volunteers are important. Yes. Volunteers are very important. Yes. And what bothers me is some of the younger people don't understand that they're going to have to help us. They're going to not just raise kids and go to graduations and stuff, but hopefully volunteer and get into some of these yes. things, because we won't get the track and field and we won't get the other events. Like we got the air show and we got Salute to America coming up, and that takes a lot of people and a lot mm-hmm. of collaboration to do it. And we mm-hmm. can't just do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the themes I wanted to sort of talk about today is volunteerism and people sure. getting involved, because this is what our community is all about. It creates this energy. And I know our mayor tires me out just... I don't know how you do it. I really don't, Carrie. I mean, it's 24/7. You go to events, you know, my little small part of the world with the veterans and the Navy and stuff like that. The takeaway I get when we get the USS Missouri crew or the USS Jefferson City crew, my golly, the mayor's here. She attends the events and she talks to us. That adds a lot of credibility to them wanting to come in. And I know other groups that they come in where you take the time and effort to go not only be there and do a 5-minute welcome to Jeff City and you're gone, you stay as much as you can and share that. And I think that is a key component to us trying to market Jefferson City and get things done.
Well, thank you. And that's how it should be. A mayor should be visible, should be everywhere, should be representing the community. And it's such an honor to serve that I can't think of any other way I would want to be the mayor other than being everywhere and really being an ambassador for Jefferson City and welcoming groups and being part of especially those military events and, you know, having a namesake submarine USS Missouri and USS Jefferson City has been a highlight of being mayor and being able to welcome them, being able to go over and visit them in Pearl Harbor, just really, really highlighting our city and where we are and being the state capital. So it's just a joy to serve.
And I'm going to tippy toe over to the prison site right now.
All right, let's tippy-toe over there.
Tippy-toe, now, what do you want to talk
gonna,
about?
Because I got about
Diane
a minute,
has a
minute
key,
or two.
So we'll get you in there.
Tell us about the pad site and some of the improvements we're making over there.
So we have, as the agreement with the state is, net profits that we make off the tours do go back into preservation work at the prison site. So we're always working with Office of Administration on what projects we need to address. One of them is we have a concrete pad over there that we use for the concert Inside the Walls event, and it did not do very good during this past winter, and so we just got that resurfaced this week. Worked with OA and made that happen. OA also assisted us with some stonework that needed to be repaired down at the gas chamber. So again, that's something that had to be done down there to be able to preserve that building, as that is an instrumental piece of history to the Missouri State Penitentiary site. So we appreciate our working relationship with the Office of Administration, and we thank them for taking that on and getting that fixed for us.
You got a little help from Chief Schofield and the fire department last month.
Absolutely. They are instrumental in helping. We had a large hillside over there by the parking lot, then they came in and did a controlled burn for us. And
those are neat.
That was very cool to see. It was. But came in and did a controlled burn on that hillside and took care of that for us and knocked it back down. They'll be able to control it a little bit better and look a little nicer down that area. I know it's a deserted prison, but we still want it to look nice.
But it saved us a little money and gave them some training that they
yes.
they want places to do
yes.
that type of thing. They
absolutely.
Really do. Listen to Open Air Saturday here on News Radio 950 KWS, visiting with Diane Gillespie and Mayor Carrie Turgeon. We'll take a quick break and come right back. Here at Earth Morning, Saturday morning, with two of the hardest working women in Jefferson City, the director of the CVB, Diane Gillespie, and of course, Mile a Minute. Nothing grows under her feet. The mayor of Jefferson City, Carrie Turgeon. And you also have a business I was in the other day, bought cars, I found everything I wanted and more. The man cave is on the other side in the corner. Yeah, I almost took a picture and put it on Facebook.
That's where we put Hal when he comes in.
That's right. Why are us men over in that corner over there? All the military stuff. We got to get that out in front with the bling. Just a little business comment to help you out. You know, the guys say, I can never find anything I want in there other than a card. You know.
Oh, believe me. There's all kinds of.
So we're having a merchandise seminar right here.
There you go. Little marketing tips here.
Marketing 101.
You know, during the break, we were talking about some cool businesses, places to have breakfast, you know, things that we have in our community. We have, like when people are coming now for, you know, while they come for track this weekend, they're going to go around, visit some of our things that they can tour. Look at the governor's mansion, the governor's gardens, you know, the Capitol. Come through the downtown. There's a lot of shopping areas in addition to downtown that they can go to and get a good breakfast and shop and eat and enjoy all that we have to offer here locally.
Now, we have a visitor's guide, don't we?
Oh, absolutely.
And people make inquiries?
Yes.
And do we have that guide on the website?
It is on the website.
So they don't have to.
Visit jeffersoncity.com. We deliver those to all the downtown businesses and hotels and other restaurants around the community to be able to access that. So, yes, it is out and about.
Yeah, and you know what's really cool is that Diane and the CVB, they do like a blog where they really focus on why don't you think about being a tourist in your own community? Absolutely. And we did that, and we talked about having kind of a staycation. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those of us who are here in Jefferson City, we may drive past some of these things every day and not even realize what we have.
Right.
And this whole staycation and being a tourist here and looking at it from that viewpoint was pretty cool.
Absolutely. You know, I think we take a lot of it for granted. You know, how many times do you drive by the Capitol every day? And have you ever gone in and really taken a look at it?
Absolutely.
Or if you have, how many years ago was it? But it is one of the most beautiful capitals in the United States. And it's right here in Jefferson City. And yeah, right now it looks a little odd, but it's work that's being done to preserve that building that we had to do. And so good for the state taking that on and getting it fixed. But we have some beautiful sites here. And the other thing is get out and go visit them and take a tour of them.
Are the trolleys really playing a major part? Is Donna Dietz and her crew, are we doing some tours? I know I see them out and about all the time.
They are working on some other tours to do. And it's, you know, a lot of it's private individual or companies that are using those. But they are a great asset, you know, I think long term. Donna and her staff would like to be able to expand them into having a regular history tour or a tour that can be offered. And it's trying to figure out when do you do that, what day do you pick, how do you get signed up, that type of thing that she's trying to logistically work through. But it is a great asset for our community.
You know,
see around.
A couple of years ago, 3 years ago, we did the Civil War tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was part of that as a narrator. And I think that was well received. And I think we had a lot of people that partook in it. And I learned a lot about Jefferson City's part in the Civil War.
Right.
And what didn't happen and what did happen in there. And that's the type of thing that we need to really expand on. We really do. What are some of our biggest challenges right now? Before we'll get into the activities here at the break. But some of the challenges that we have that we need more of. I mean, Adrian Island is there. We've got the Snyder Building is being redone. You know, you got the farmers in St. Mary's that's working in it. I hear all kinds of things about the mall and what they might do. And that's something I think that'll come across your desk, Mayor, is they want, I don't know if they want some financial incentives. I was talking to Randy Allen yesterday. I got a couple of large tenants that are interested in a Sears wing. But like anything else, since competition, they want some help on developing and setup cost. And people got to understand that you got to compete in the marketplace. You know, you can say, yeah, we're not going to give you anything. If you want to be here, just come on in. Ain't nobody going to come in. I mean, you've got to compete in the marketplace with some financial incentives and other incentives to be able to get this stuff done. And this sometimes ends up with the city council.
Well, I think some of our biggest challenges, honestly, are that we are literally turning groups away from Jefferson City right now as we speak. And it's been happening for years. This is not anything new. And those of us in this room that deal with it every day, and it's Convention and Visitors Bureau, are getting those calls on a daily basis. So some people in the public may not realize it, but we are turning away business, and we just can't accommodate groups. And they, like I said earlier, we're central. They want to come here. It's easy and convenient, but we don't have the space. So that's a challenge. We are working on that. We have been for quite some time, but now we are getting closer to a really clear picture and a clear vision of what that could be and how that could be in our community. We know that we have a lodging tax, and that we know we have some resources that are available. And as we're working on prison redevelopment, one of the items that's desired use is to put some meeting space, some convention, some conference space, along with some hotel space, because we have something that's available right in the heart of our community that's a major tourist attraction that also gives convention goers something to do and have some tours and be walkable to our downtown, to our east side, to a lot of our entertainment areas in town as well. So that is a huge challenge, but it's one that, we are working on very, very closely now.
And you got to be tickled pink.
I am.
Both of you. I thought
you were talking to me. I'm tickled pink over it. Yes.
The prison side development impacts all of us.
Yes.
To Randy. Now, the bids were due yesterday.
For requests for qualified developers. Yeah. So any developers with an interest submitted proposals yesterday by 5 o'clock. So we will take those up. I believe our next meeting will be Friday of next week. So we will get to look at that. And very exciting to see what kind of interest we have in getting some developers interested in that site.
Mm-hmm. Christmas in May in Jersey City.
Oh, absolutely. Very exciting.
Because we're talking about potential convention center, yes, or civic center, to me, and a hotel.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And I look at that as just an incubator. I mean, you got 17 developable acres, but that whole complex, you know, and up the hill where, you know, surplus property used to be and on out rivers, that's all available, even though the state still owns it, for development. So, and I'm sure that the knowledgeable people that are bidding on know the potential of growth. And of course, we're helping out. Your vision on East Capitol Avenue, you know, the homes that are slowly being repurchased and developed, all that synergy. And here you go again, that's an interesting word, synergy, to create that positive impact, which helps the city, which brings money in, it helps Visitors and Convention Bureau, it helps tourism. I mean, mm-hmm, so it's all a package that people need to get behind.
Mm-hmm. They do, know? And there is a lot of potential that even we talked about, you know, staying in town and being a tourist in your own community. When I ask sometimes people who haven't even toured the prison, it's always interesting that some that live here haven't even had a tour, or maybe they did when it very first opened. But those that have will learn a lot of history. And I get asked this pretty often, Diane. People say, can I spend the night in the prison?
You can.
Have you done, either one of you, have you done it?
I'm not spending the night there.
No.
Unless
I'm going to a concert.
Why not?
So we have these overnight tours, but what that means, it goes into the early morning hours. Yeah. So you're not actually sleeping in a cell and doing that thing. But, you know, maybe we look at doing something like that as a special event and see what happens. But, yeah, it's an eerie place to be at when you're over there at night.
Do people do those kind of evening, nighttime tours?
Yeah, those are a big thing for us, is to stay over there into the wee hours. And, you know, it's pretty dark over there. And
they bring all their gadgets and gizmos.
Oh,
and,
yes, yes.
You know, I mean, yes. My knowledge base extends to Ghostbusters and that's about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's an interesting phenomenon. But there's a whole group of people that are into this.
We do the history tours and we do the ghost tours. And the ghost tours, you know, it's about equal on what we do percentage-wise. So there is definitely an interest in the paranormal tours.
And Christmas in the prison is coming to ZVB this summer. Because you're going to dig a hole over there, aren't you?
Yeah.
We're looking for treasure, people.
Yeah, we're looking for that. So we have a project that we're going to be working on that there's some buried cells over there. And Mark Schreiber was instrumental in bringing that to our attention and working with OA to say, what can we do? So there's buried cells between Housing Unit 3 and Housing Unit 2. And we're going to try to excavate those and be able to add those into our tours in the future.
Yeah, and they've been excavated before, so we basically know what we're getting into. But we're excited because it adds a whole new history base to MSP. This goes prior to what we've been basically talking about, the tough days, the old Auburn system days and stuff. And I know Mark is really excited about writing the history of that.
Yes.
And that'll be, so if you've gone to the prison, next year you need to come back because we're going to open up a new dynamic there that wasn't there before. So it's going to be a super thing. Visiting with Diane Gillespie from the CVB and, of course, our own mayor, Carrie Turgeon. You're listening to Open Air Saturday. We're going to break for the news and come right back. Boy, that is a fleeting memory. That is a fleeting memory.
I was like, whoa.
Attention. New day and age. New day and age. May 18th, 2009. 8:32 in the morning. We are doing it. Activities. Lose and snooze and all that good stuff. Diane Gillespie, CVB director, is with us. The mayor is with us. Summertime. Yes. Springtime. Rain. Yuck. But there's a lot of events coming up, and I'm going to let you two discuss a little bit. Boy, we hit the ground running, and we don't stop until snow, do we?
Right. Yeah. Busy, busy, busy.
Well, let me know about it.
Okay. So, as I mentioned, we have state track this weekend and next weekend. But next weekend, we are also hosting the Salute to Veterans Memorial Day celebration. This is an event that had been held up at the Columbia Airport for over 30 years. And due to the construction of the runway over there, they were not able to hold the event in Columbia. And instead of canceling, the Jefferson City Memorial Airport stepped up and said we could host. So working with Ron Kraft over at the airport and Britt Smith with the city, they were able to secure the air show for us. So next Saturday and Sunday, you will see many, many airplanes flying over the city. It's a free admission event. Parking is available over at the state parking lots, and then the city will be providing transportation over to the airport. So please get out. It'll be going from 9 to 4 next Saturday and Sunday. And then on Monday, Memorial Day, we'll be having a Salute to Veterans parade. And this is something new for our community. And Nicole Slusher is our parade boss that is coordinating this, and she has done an outstanding job in promoting the event and getting people to register to participate. I think we're about up to 40. She's got Ozzy Smith will be in the parade. We've got the Kansas City Drumline coming in. The Jefferson City Boys and Girls Club Drumline is going to be in the parade. And the St. Louis Cardinal Fredbird is going to join us. So it should be a fun event. It'll start at 10 a.m. in the downtown area. You can go to salute.org to find more information about the air show and the parade and register to become involved in the parade on Monday. And then June 1st, we have Kids Fest, which is put on by the Parks and Rec Department in the downtown area. And then that evening, we have an exciting event that I'm going to turn this over to the mayor to let her do her pitch on this event.
Are we behind the walls again?
We're behind the walls.
Behind the walls again.
We are going to the concert Inside the Walls. And it's 2 weeks from today, Saturday, June 1st. And we are going to, come on, Diane, come sail away. Come sail away. Come sail away with us on June 1st with Dennis DeYoung and the Music of Styx.
That is cool. We've anticipated
it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's
going to be
fun. It's going to be a blast.
Yes, it is our fourth annual, and we have had four really successful concerts there. Yeah. So it's going to be fun to have kind of some 80s rock and get
it's
some rock
like
and roll.
A big sing along.
Oh, yeah. Every song. I've already started, as you can tell. Yeah. So you don't want to get me started on Styx, because looking at the set list, like, oh, every song, you just can't help but sing and just sing it out loud. So it's going to be fun. So tickets have been available at concertinsidethewalls.com. They are selling very well. In fact, I know the very, very front, special front seats are already sold out. And then they have tickets in the front for $40 if you want an assigned kind of seat already there. And then otherwise, we can do like last year for $30, like the kind of open seating. So there's different options. And this is a fundraiser for the Salute to America for our July 4th, 3rd and 4th celebration. So kind of what we make from this, we put some back into the prison and some back into our event. We moved it up this year to June 1st so that the weather would be hopefully a little bit cooler than our heat advisory we had last year. So and we had a lot of people that said, hey, you know, we're on vacation that weekend before, so they appreciated maybe doing it a little bit sooner. So we're going to change it up. We've listened to what people have asked for. So come join us on June 1st on Saturday. Doors open at 4:30. Fechtel Beverage will have the beer garden ready with cold beer as you come in. And the Dave Baker Band will start playing at 5:30. So local band, a lot of people really love the Dave Baker Band. They're going to open up. And then the headline act takes the stage at 8:30 p.m. with Dennis DeYoung and the Music of Styx presented by the Missouri Lottery. So join Not Not Agency and sponsor a tent at the concert by calling Penny, who's our coordinator, at 761-0704. There's still a few tents available. They usually sell out. So if you want a tent where you can have like 10 of your friends and you can have drink service and have a place, you know, designated and you can bring your tent that will advertise your business, those are available. Again, 761-0704. There's just a few left. And if you want to eat like a prisoner but better food, you can go to A-Hall Dining Experience, which is sponsored by Prison Brews. And they'll have pork steak, scalloped potatoes, green beans, side salad. And the proceeds from that dinner go to the prison restoration. I believe it's $20 to go. And this year they're adding, if you've done the prison dinner before, a little mini tour. So I'm really excited about that.
Yes. We will have a couple of our tour guides available during each of the meal sessions that will give an overview of Housing Unit 4.
Oh, good.
So really cool experience. So not only do you get to go inside the prison walls, which just in itself is a unique experience, but you get to hear amazing music and Dennis DeYoung and the Music of Styx. And if you choose, you can have this little mini dining experience and mini prison tour. So it's just really all around. We're just doing this to highlight that we can have events inside the walls in our prison.
And you get the opportunity to see the mayor let her hair down and be cool.
I'll be rocking it
and
out.
And there's no extra charge for that.
No extra charge. And I got my Styx t-shirt on.
Yeah,
there is a charge
cool.
for
I like
that.
That. I
$20.
Want
$20. They're on sale at Carrie's Hallmark right now. Or you can get them online when you buy your tickets.
I'll go back in the man cave corner and see if I can find one.
And we have tickets available at Carrie's Hallmark or concertinsidethewalls.com. So I hope if you haven't, you need to get your tickets, Hal, and everybody else
yes,
that's listening. It's going to be a really fun night in prison. Come sail away with the mayor and Styx in prison.
And in addition to that concert, we will be hosting another concert this year on August 17th called Redemption Inside the Walls. and it will have a Christian rock group called the Newsboys will be at Redemption Inside the Walls. And those tickets are available also now. They went on May 1st, and they're on Facebook page, and you can get tickets there. So we're excited about having that event.
And that's
so
a new event, isn't it?
That is a new event. A new group here in town has organized that, and they expect to sell out, so come and join us on that date.
You know, it's just so many things going on. It really is, you know. And then, of course, you got – and I should call Sam. I should call Sam because Sam knows everything about this. Cole County Day at Springfield Cardinals.
Right.
Of course, Diane, you know the other side of it, having been from Springfield back to Springfield tomorrow. But this will be the third time we've gone down there. It was a Jeff City Day, but then Sam stole it from Kerry. But that's a whole different political.
Don't even go down that path.
But anyway, that's June 15th. And Jackie Coakley over at Central Travel is organizing that. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you need to get a hold of Central Travel over at Jackie Coakley's shop. And we're organizing buses. Sam's got a bus. I think Debbie Brown over at Prison Brews has got a bus. I think
Jeff Helsher.
Yeah, I think Jeff Helsher has a bus. I know Sam's working on the mayor of Jefferson City. I don't think that's going to happen, but they're supporting it, and it's going to be a great event. I mean, it's just a fun time, and of course, we have our legislative contingent that hosts what do you call them?
Tailgate.
Thank you. Another senior moment for Hal Lula here, the corporal.
I rescued you on that one.
No, I appreciate that. My cheat sheet only goes so far. Anyway, it's a tailgate, and it'll be hosted by Hy-Vee and their famous cookies. I wanted to have the cookies.
Good.
And then, of course, you get a ball cap, and they got the Harrison Bader bobblehead as a promotion for the first 2,000 in line. And so there's a lot of good things.
Sure. And if you've never been to Springfield, to a Springfield Cardinal game, it is a fun experience.
There's not a bad seat in the house.
No, and it's a great ballpark. You're right down there with the players, and it is a fun experience. So come join us on that event.
Get a hold of Jackie. She freaks out every once in a while. And, of course, like everybody else, everybody waits till the last minute, which is okay for some, but then again...
That would be me. I haven't gotten my ticket.
Yeah, I haven't got mine either.
Okay, let's get going, Diane.
Is the mayor going? Can I ask her that?
I'm planning on it.
I mean, as busy as you are, I would understand that.
It's on my calendar. Just like Diane said, we need to get these tickets.
I got to get the tickets. It's kind of like I have to get past June 1st, and then I can look at the rest of the month.
Yeah,
so.
I think you're right.
It's mind game.
We'll do
play
it that way. Anyway, it's Cole County Day at Springfield Cardinals on June 15th.
Then we go into Salute to America, July 3rd and 4th. And again, this is a great event for our community. We also host a information booth. And the first year that I was with the CBB and was working that booth, somebody came up and started talking to me. And I asked him, I said, "What brought you to Jefferson City?" And his comment was, "You know, I wanted to know what the state capitol of Missouri did for the salute, for the 4th of July." And he said, went to the website, found it, and thought, "I'm coming up there. I'm going to go and experience that." And we are the state capital, so we do need to have a big celebration. And this has been going on for many years with Salute to America. So it will be being in the downtown area. You can go to the website and find out more details on what activities will be happening. And we do have some music events that will happen on the 3rd, night of the 3rd. And then, of course, on the night of the 4th will be a music entertainment along with fireworks.
You know, and here we go again on the back side of it. A lot of community volunteers help put this together. It's not a 10-person committee that puts it together. I mean, it reaches out in the committee a long way. That's why I'm interested in this event, because it's a true community
event.
It
is, and it's a fun event.
And it really is. So.
And if people do want to volunteer, again, I'm going to give Penny's number, 761-0704, or let Diane and I know. But Penny is the coordinator for the Salute to America July 3rd and 4th. So if you're interested, please let
Penny
her know.
Penny, not my Penny.
And you got more information, too.
Penny Smith, that's what I thought. Yes, okay. And we have a whole list of all the fun activities. So maybe after the break, we can talk a little bit
we
about
can
it
certainly
too.
Do that. We're going to take a break. Listen, open air Saturday on News Radio 950 KWS. Mayor Kerry Turgeon's with us, and my good friend Diane Gillespie, who is head of the CVB, is there. The two hardest working women in Jefferson City. I'm going to take a break and come right back. All right, Dennis DeYoung and the Music of Styx, black t-shirt our mayor is wearing with a pink undershirt under it.
I wish you could see this, the radio, you know?
Yeah, I wish you could. Well, yeah, I wish you could too. I wish you could too. But you're decked out. You really are.
All decked out, always, all the
time. Have you talked to him yet?
Not yet, but I think he should serenade me with, "You're my lady."
Now, is lady your mother going to be there right next to you?
Yeah, mom's coming. We're all coming.
Irene's not a wallflower when it comes to this type of stuff.
Are you kidding me? She's probably already got her ticket before I did. Yes, we are all going.
Now, have you all done any road trips lately? No, I'm not talking about going to buyer's market and stuff like that. I'm talking about seeing certain celebrities perform.
It's been a while since I've seen Rod Stewart.
Why?
I'm kind of needing
that
to get
was about
on the road again.
Every other month.
Because he's touring in Europe right now, Hal.
Well, that shouldn't stop you. Went
you
to
know,
Hawaii at the drop of a hat.
I just thought of something. When you said trip, I thought you were going to say we have a partnership city in Menchburg, Germany.
Absolutely.
And just a small group of us are going to go in July to Wiesenfest.
The Landwehrs, hopefully.
I'm not sure if they're coming this year. It's going to be very, very small. But what we're hoping, we're continuing the tradition that the Landwehrs started, that John Landwehr began. And it's been a while since we've been there. And so we'd like to go a small group. And we're hoping next year to get the big Jefferson City contingent and group to go next year to Menchburg. But we're taking just a small group of us and going to go there. And Mom is considering it. She may come. But we're going to visit our partnership city, and we want to keep that tradition going. So we thought, in between big trips, let's do a couple of little trips. We've had a few of them come here, a few very small, 2 to 4 to 6 people come here to Jeff City in between some of those trips. So, yeah, we're excited to keep that relationship moving. So, yeah, that's happening.
So when will they be coming over here to Jefferson City the next?
Well, here's what we're hoping is the bicentennial.
That's what I was hoping.
Yeah. So this year we'll take a small group. Next year we want a large group going there in 20. And in 21, we want to celebrate the bicentennial with our Menchburg, Germany friends and everybody. We hope everybody makes a trip to Missouri for the bicentennial in 2021, which Diane and I are both working hard on. So check out Missouri 2021 on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram for the big statewide things. And then locally, we're also doing bicentennial. So we want to bring them here for that.
And what is happening in Jefferson City with the bicentennial?
Well, we have our first commission meeting is coming up here in a couple of weeks. And we'll talk about some statewide things. But one of the biggest gifts, and this is endorsed by the Bicentennial Committee, is the Bicentennial Bridge to Adrian's Island.
Yes.
To our riverfront. So I think that tops everything that we're doing statewide. It's going to be a great legacy for our state's bicentennial. So what a birthday present to have. And it will start at the Capitol, at the Senate Garage and Veterans Memorial. You'll be able to walk from there, walk over these railroad tracks that have been a barrier to us getting to the river all these years. And just imagine that, being able to walk to the riverfront and to be able to see the Capitol from that view is going to be amazing.
Now, that nasty old railroad is forcing us to cover that portion of the bridge that goes over the tracks.
So all those barriers that we thought were not really great, guess what? It turned out to actually play into the really cool parts of this project. So the part that has to be now kind of covered as you go over the tracks, like you said, it's requirement, is going to be like a replica rail car. So you get to walk through like little mini museums, and so there's going
to
be
That's
four
what I
rail
wanted
cars.
To know.
Yeah, so this is not just going to be like a typical point A to point B walking down to the riverfront. This is going to be an experience, and you'll get to have some opportunities to learn about history. And we have some companies that have purchased some of the rail cars. There's still opportunities for sponsorships in rail car. If there are any companies out there that want to get their name in one of the most visible places in all of Missouri, right there at the Capitol, we would love to have that. And we're still almost to the final part of fundraising, but enough that we are breaking ground. But we still have some money to raise a little bit. I'd say if we could raise $500,000 more, we would really be in the perfect spot to have everything fully funded. But we have enough that we're already out there drilling borings. We have selected a builder, a contractor. We're out there getting everything finalized on the architecture and engineering, and we'll break ground this fall. So the goal is it'll be finished by the end of next year, so just in time for the bicentennial, which is why it's the Bicentennial Bridge. And if you go to bicentennialbridge.org, you can see this concept video of the train cars and how cool it's going to be.
Is there a point person? for donations or sponsorship of rail cars?
Well, you're looking at both of them right here, so they can contact
City
the mayor.
The Jefferson City Commission and Visitors Bureau, Diane Gillespie.
Diane and the mayor, we're both on the committee. We meet about once a week working on this project. The Chamber of Commerce is instrumental. We've got Jim Crabtree. We have an amazing Lewis Lane, where we have an amazing group of committee that meets just constantly. You know, Bartlett and West Engineering, I go on and on about how many people, and we've even had some artist groups involved in the concept drawings for the rail cars. And all this we wouldn't even be sitting here talking about if it wasn't for the vision of BJ DeLong, who is an incredible woman who has really wanted us to get to the river for 30 years. She's 95, and she says if it's up to me, it's up to her. That's her little saying, and she just really and truly loves Jefferson City enough that she is giving a significant gift, $3.2 million,
That's a huge amount of money.
We're so thankful to BJ. We just love her and her love for this community and the river and our capital. And seeing this happen is just one of the biggest things we'll see right now. So it's very cool.
Now, I know you two have been over to the island.
Yes.
It's just a big sandbar.
Oh, no. It's a big forest, actually.
Any visions of what you want to see done over there?
Yes. If you've been there, you know it is definitely a full-grown trees, some big enough you can't even put your arms around the tree. They're so big, and it's a beautiful setting. It's mesmerizing to watch the river and the Capitol and the trains rolling by. It's one of the most beautiful places in our city, and you can't go there. So if anybody wants to go there, you can't. You either have to take a boat or get permission to go across the track. So that's why this is so important that we build this walkway bridge for riding and biking. And then the goal will be, it'll be a park when you get on the island that eventually will connect to the penitentiary redevelopment, because that's been in the master plan for years. We didn't invent that. That's something that they wanted to see, a kind of a marina area that you could access the river there. So imagine being able to make a loop, and then it ties right into Riverside Park, which ties right into all of our greenways. And then on the other side, you can tie into the Katy Trail. So, I mean, wow.
Is Parks and Recreation going to basically handle the
development? Yeah, yes, the passive park development.
So we'll have seating areas and...
Yeah, similar to what you'd see along the other side of the river. It'll be very similar.
Okay.
Yeah, what you find around a river. So, yeah, it'll be a perfect setting for people to enjoy.
That'll be exciting. It really will. So the other thing along with that is just the whole riverfront side from Cold Junction all the way out to Riverside. I know they've cleaned up, the parks have cleaned up the end of Madison Street for a long time. That growth there you couldn't even see. And I think there's some other opportunities. I think of Hazelton Drive down by your residence.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing how many people come into our office and ask, can we access the river? Where can we go? And you have to look at them and go, well, you have to go across the bridge and down to Norton Access. Yeah. But people want access to the river. And we need to take advantage of that. And that is one of our assets. As Carrie will oftentimes say, is that, you know, we are very different in that we have the state capitol, we have the river, and we have the Missouri State Penitentiary. And that makes us very unique. So I've trained her well on that. And
she's
been a very good
student.
She's
thank you, Diane,
on that and has moved forward. But, you know, visitors want access. And I think our residents also want to have access to the river.
They do. And one of the dynamics we haven't talked about today is the Riverport opportunity. Over by the National Guard. You know, even though it's not in Jefferson City per se, it's going to add a dynamic, I think, once it's developed and up and running. You know, looking at 70 and having been on 70 the last couple of days, we've got to move product a little bit more efficiently than having all these 18-wheelers running up and down 70s and clogging everything up. And I don't mean clogging, but just taking space. And I think economically, and this sort of goes by the wayside sometimes, it is feasible economically too, because barges have changed and they're more lower draft barges, so they can haul more without taking up a lot of depth in the river, so they can get up and down. And I think that's an opportunity for the future for commerce for us, especially our farming community and grains and dog food and stuff like that.
Well, it's exciting that we were approved to have a port authority, which was a really big deal. So we're moving that process forward as well.
So,
and also, we just recently received the bronze designation for a bike-friendly community.
Oh,
so
I saw that.
Talking about all these things that are very bikeable, going across the river, the Katy Trail, and the new Bicentennial Bridge coming on, and we have the bike lanes in the city. So it was very cool to get that designation.
Absolutely.
Is that going well?
It is. It just, you know,
I think see the bikes all over the place.
They just had the announcement this week of the awards, so that is very cool for our community. But there are a lot of cyclists out and about, and you see them coming off the Katy Trail with their backpacks on the back of their bikes and spending the night here and getting out and seeing Jefferson City. So we do have a lot of traffic coming off of the Katy Trail.
And I see a lot of the scooters running around.
The scooters are everywhere.
Yeah,
they're very cool.
And that's it's an interesting system. I mean, every night they've got to be corralled and relocated and charged and all this and that. So it takes a lot of effort to keep them there.
It does take a lot of effort. And, you know, the riders need to be sure that they have the right etiquette when they're riding those and not parking them right in the middle of the sidewalk, but putting them over to the side. So our community needs to be aware of that, but folks are having fun with them. Ryan Moman with the city actually took a scooter from the city hall up to the CDB for a meeting this week, and so that was kind of cool because I walked out and there's a scooter sitting out, and I'm like, what? And Ryan said, I do that, so that was kind of fun, so good for him.
Well, you know, that's the dynamics of Jefferson City when you do things like that. We cannot stay static. We cannot do nothing. We've got to move forward, and of course, you two women are probably at the front of moving us forward. Rather than some of us old stodgy people like it the way it is, we do have to compete, and we have to grow. And I think with the Capitol all the way down to the Katy Trail and the bikes and Adrian's Island, I mean, it all adds to it. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is, people, we need money in Jefferson City. The state's not giving us very much money, so we've got to go raise our own, and that's called economic development here. So,
and that's what the visitors can do, is bring that money into our community, and that allows the city to go out and fund other projects for our residents.
You know, that's what I know some business person says, you know, the people that walk into your store pay your salary. Remember that. If they don't open that pop-up book and buy something, you don't get paid. So that's the commerce that we need to keep people to understand. That dollar has to keep going around. Hey, I want to thank you guys. I really do. Diane Gillespie with the Visitors Convention Bureau, and of course, our own Mayor Kerry Turgeon. I know you guys are busy. I hope we have a great summer. I hope the rain stays away today. And I want everybody to appreciate what we have and get out there and enjoy.
See you 2 weeks from today, June 1st, Inside the Walls, concertinsidethewalls.com.
With Dennis DeYoung and the music of Styx. Stay tuned for the news, followed by Doug Rise Home Remedies, right here on KWOS. Have a great weekend, everybody.